I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Muslim ladies from all around the world, welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite program. Well, this is Asma, at your service as the host. And just like always, we have Sister Zainab in here. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much.
So it's such a pleasure to be here with you again. Previously on Muslim Lady, we talked about the effect of the holy month of Muharram on women and at the same time on the kids. We said that through these gatherings, they're going to build a sort of an awareness. They would go through this spiritual education. They would learn many things. And at the very same time, they would build a sort of an intellectual awareness. Are there still some points left there for us to know as the, you know, the effect of these gatherings on the kids?
A lot. There are more. Like we talked about education and awareness that gets into their minds in these. They gain the knowledge about the historical events that surround the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They develop an emotional connection. They develop a sense of empathy and compassion. We said these experiences help them cultivate the emotional intelligence. Now they also have the sense of identity and belonging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I personally living in a culture where they were mostly non-Shias, I would only feel the sense of identity and belonging to my religion, to my sect, through these gatherings.
Yeah.
So, you know, attending these majalis, these gatherings, allows children to feel connected to their community.
Yeah, exactly.
To feel connected to their community and heritage. They learn about their religious identity, their cultural traditions, the importance of their faith. You know, this sense of belonging can contribute to their overall growth of the self-esteem, the confidence and pride in their religious and cultural roots, which mm-hmm. is very important. So we do have that sense of identity and belonging by attending the majalis.
Exactly, yeah.
You want to develop that in your children, especially for the parents who feel like their children are suffering mm-hmm. identity crisis in a non-Muslim or in non, you know, Shia country or things like that. So there's, again, this spiritual development.
Mm-hmm.
Which parents are very careful about. They, you know, every parent wants, even if they themselves have not had that good spiritual environment, but for their kids, they want a better spiritual development. So these majalis, these gatherings, are the best platform again because they provide an environment for children to engage, you know, in spiritual reflection and contemplation. The stories that are narrated, the lessons that are shared in these gatherings inspire them to develop a stronger connection with their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Again, those narratives that we said that are recited, they develop a stronger connection with their faith, they deepen the understanding of Islamic teachings, and again, strengthen their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when they see there was On, there was Muhammad, there were kids like that, there was Ali Askar who sacrificed their lives mm-hmm. for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing that they have is the social interaction and community bonding.
I remember when my little brother used to attend these gatherings, he was so happy. He didn't know anything about any month throughout the year, but just before the holy month of Muharram, you could see that happiness in his eyes, that he was so searching for that day to come. He was waiting for the day to come.
Because of those social interactions.
For those interactions with his friends.
And bonding, yeah.
Yeah, because he did not see them throughout the year, and there was only one chance for him, and it was the holy month of Muharram, where he could get to meet all of his friends at the very same time.
Right. You know, my son was recently telling me that we went to Furumatsu to another place and his friend was waiting for him at another place. The next day, his mother's coming and telling my son that my son was looking for you throughout the masjid.
Exactly,
you were not there.
Yeah.
So he was saying that I was at another shrine. So, mm-hmm. you know, then my son was like, for this community bonding, for this, you know, social interaction, I have to be there. I have to attend.
So beautiful memories get to be kept in their mind. So whenever, as they grow older, whenever they think of Muharram, the thing that gets into their brain is all the good memories that they have with their friends and in those gatherings. Just before we get into a new aspect of what you're talking about, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. This is Muslim Lady. I am Asma, and Sister Zainab is actually here to help us with the knowledge.
Yeah, so I was saying that when mothers take these kids with them to the majalis, they develop this sense of identity and belonging in them. They educate them, they make them aware, they develop emotional connection, they, mm-hmm. you know, they develop spiritual development. They have this community bonding. They have social
interactions.
It's actually
interactions. Reminding the kids of their roots.
Exactly. So when children here do not have only the opportunity to meet their friends, but, you know, they interact with the peers, the elders, the scholars. This fosters their social relationship, you know.
Exactly.
And their connections. They witness unity of community, which is lacking today in today's world.
Exactly.
We have so materialistic world today. We are so much running away from each other. We have so much been told you're independent, you can live independent. These lies which are being, you know, propagated into our minds, you can live an independent life. No, we cannot.
Yeah.
We are bound to live in a community. Our du'as get accepted when we are in a gathering.
And this togetherness is very important.
Exactly.
The feeling that I'm not alone. I have an entire tribe on my back.
Right. So they witness this unity here in these majalis, in these gatherings.
Exactly.
Which again promotes the sense of togetherness and cooperation, which is literally lacking in today's world. They have the moral and ethical values that they are learning here. And because the messages that are conveyed during these gatherings, like such as that of justice, we talked of truth, standing up against oppression, you know, or instilling these moral and ethical values in children could be possible only through these majalis. They learn the importance of integrity. They learn the importance of fairness. They learn the importance of compassion towards others.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's important for parents, especially mothers, to provide like when they are taking them to these majalis even, I think it's very, very important. What is lacking in the majalis today is to provide age-appropriate content.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very important. Yes, because there is the majority of kids out there.
Right.
And then the mothers are just listening to the recitation. That is,
so there should be something separate, a room for the kids. When you provide them age-appropriate content, when they learn, they are learning.
But some gatherings have it already, you know.
Right. But
some of them have
like
it.
I'm saying it could be improved. It could be done more to.
I was very happy to see that in the gatherings that I just participate in, there is this little place devoted for the kids, so the mothers can leave their children there, and then the girl who's there to just take care of the kids, she would tell them stories that are related to the holy month of Muharram. The stories and the little girl and the...
I witnessed the same thing in the Laylatul Qadr.
As I just told you, since kids, when they start to participate in these gatherings, I was just actually hearing a little girl asking her mother about who was Imam Hussein, and the mother was just telling her. And this scene actually happens a lot in those gatherings. They just start questioning them, asking too much of questions. And through these questions, they start to build up a sort of awareness, as you were just talking about, a sort of a social religious and spiritual awareness.
Even involve them in distributing the food and charity, you know.
Well, we're saying all of these things. This is actually Muslim Ladies Program, but we're talking about the kids. And the reason is the person who's going to set all the plans is the Muslim lady. So the Muslim lady, when she is going to organize a gathering, when she's going to take part in a gathering, she has to take these facts into consideration as well. So you as a mother, as a Muslim mother, as a Muslim sister, have to work on the kids as well, because they are going to follow your steps. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back, so don't go anywhere.
Countless voices crying mourning, weeping with grief and pain. Had I a sword, I would defend the veil of Zainab. Countless voices crying mourning, weeping with grief and pain. Had I a sword, I would defend the veil of Zainab.
So, yes, Muslim ladies, welcome back. This is the last part of today's episode. We were talking about the things that happen in the gatherings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, all the blessings that women and also kids would have in these gatherings. As we were talking about the kids, there's another fun part for the children, which is distribution of the food.
We prepare this food and allow the children to distribute. Now the sense of distribution to the participants in the majlis is a way of, you know, honoring your imam and the generosity, it promotes the idea of
unity.
And it
would be
again.
Just like a ritual that would be passed away from you to your children.
Right.
It would be something like as if it runs in your blood.
Right. You are not the host, but you are allowing your children to go and help the host to distribute the food. You are basically emphasizing the spirit of selflessness in them. You're emphasizing the spirit of compassion in them towards others, you know, as exemplified again by Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions. So by serving the food in these communities, and even, you know, sometimes we have we prepare so much in the love of Hussein alayhi salam, we get extra than the participants. Then you go and distribute those in need, and it reflects the teachings of Islam again.
Exactly.
So the act of sharing food and supporting one another again reinforces the sense of togetherness. So and it strengthens the bonds of, you know, brotherhood, the bonds
exactly.
of sisterhood. Now, you know, this food giving and collecting charity for the poor, the less fortunate people during these majalis carries a lot of messages in itself. Like for the women and for the children as well who are attending, the message of generosity.
Yeah.
The extension of compassion, cooperation, coordination, you know, which lacks in many of the, which requires skills. But this Muharram preparation of food and distributing this food, it enhances the skills of administration among ladies.
Exactly.
Because they're cooperating, they're coordinating, they're preparing, they're hosting, they're distributing. This all unconsciously is developing that sense of administration in the woman.
Yeah.
Which requires skills, which requires classes to be going outside. But here, unconsciously,
you would learn that.
You, as Muslim ladies, are learning yourself and you're teaching that to your kids as well.
Yeah, that's very right. So, yes, the soul of solidarity would be created in the children and also in their mothers. So, yes, thank you, sister. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. I guess if we want to count all the blessings of the gatherings of Muharram, we have to look back into our lives in retrospect and see each year how much of things it has been added to our personality just by participating in those gatherings.
What is important in these gatherings is the intentions.
Yeah, the
intentions should be sincere and pure. Because the primary goal of your intentions should be to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the goal of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions?
So, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, they should be rooted in kindness, empathy, and the desire to, you know, elevate the suffering.
And every step you take in this path would get you closer to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and to Allah himself. So do it with too much of love and passion and awareness, of course. So thank you. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.